4XDR Portable. Call 4X-Ray Delta Radio Portable. Checking access to the hotmail.
You got access, Tony. Good afternoon, T0OMK.
Ah, thank you. Thank you very much, Dave. I've just come back to the van now and turned the radio on. And I did wake the system up and it did give me a da-di-da, but I just thought I'd ask as well to make sure I'm accessing it. Lovely here, Dave. The sun is out. Absolutely beautiful here at New Key, over.
Oh, you're in wonderful New Key, are you? Yeah. I've never been. No, I'm lying to you. New Key's great, isn't it? Might be a little commercial, but certainly some nice history there in New Key. Very nice looking place. And just enjoy. How long are you there for? Because I won't be on the radio for a little bit after tomorrow or after this evening. Just give us your plans and your route. Are you spending much time more away, or when do you travel back, or are you slowly kind of creeping northwards to home? Over.
Okay, Dave. I did miss that there. That somebody, mate of mine, come to the door. We joined up with some other people. But yeah, I get it. No, well, we're here tonight. There's Wayne and Adele here. They're all part of that dubbed out community thing, and Neil Green and his missus are here as well. We parked up alongside them. And Neil just come to the door saying they're going to walk down to the village, to the pub for something to eat. But yeah, we're going to backtrack probably tomorrow to Perranporth. There's a park up there going to tomorrow, 10 quid a night, just a field. I said it's quite nice. But it's like a 40-minute walk into Perranporth. So we're probably going to backtrack a bit tomorrow, not far, and then decide what we're going to do. But we're definitely going to sit this good weather out in nice places.
Yeah, very good. Okay, Tony. We'll enjoy it, and hello to your company as well. Have a nice time down the pub tonight. I'm just about to go in and finish off dinner. I prepped it up. Need to pop it in the oven, so I better hop off. But nice one, Tony. Yeah, go and backtrack and go and have some fun. I think the weather's supposed to be pretty good, actually, for the next 4 or 5 days, with a bit of sunshine. There's a high pressure over the country, so light winds, some sunshine. Might be a little chillier than normal, but apart from that, yeah, much better. A typical kind of autumn or early autumn. Cheers, Tony. Enjoy your afternoon, and have a good evening that way. 4XDR
G0OMK.
Right, G0CDX. Hello, Paul. Yeah, okay, Dave. Yeah, I'm not sure we're going to go down to the village and eat, be honest with you. We've got food in here. Sue's doing the washing. We got here and pretty much straight away set off to walk to New Key, which is about 2.5 miles. It's quite a steep drop down to the estuary, and then you have to cross across a causeway, which is quite exciting. And so we walked into New Key, had a look around, and then walked back again. Anyway, she's been doing the washing since we got back, because there's a laundrette here, there's the machines. So she just bumped back with the second load, and she disappeared again for a go get another lot done. Not that we've got a load of stuff, but anyway. All right, cheers, and 7-3 to you, Dave. Thanks for coming back, and I'll just drop it, pass it back to you, and then stick it round to Paul. 7-3 for now, Dave.
Okay, yeah, fully understand, Tony. It's nice to have a little bit of time to yourself and relax and just kick back and think, nah, I'll have an evening in and do whatever. All right, cheers, Tony, and to Sue as well. Catch up with you very soon. G0OMK. Over to you, Paul. Evening to you. I'm going to clear.
Yeah, okay, Dave, thank you very much. Have a good evening, and enjoy whatever you got on the grub net tonight. Evening, Tony. I've only just switched on the hub net. I was been upstairs playing HF, just worked in Minnesota in the States, place called Kilkenny, which I've been to the Irish place, but not this one. And then I also worked Ukraine on 10 metres, both on 10. But anyway, how are you, Tony, and how's the holiday going? I'll give you a couple of shouts throughout today, but didn't hear you, so as you told me, Dave and Paul, I'll come in and say good evening, see how you're doing. G4XDR, G0CDX.
Yeah, Paul. I too have put calls out for you. I've probably put out two myself today. I think I put one or two out yesterday. Not managed to land you. So nice to get you now. Yeah, all good. I'm sat in the van now. I've just been sat talking to Neil and Jenny, but they're getting sorted out to go down to the pub and get something to eat. Come back to the van, I've got myself a glass of white wine. We bought this box of wine, I think it was from Lidl or something. A big box, and Sue hates it, don't like it, but I find it quite palatable. So I've taken to drinking white wine now, so I've just got a glass of that, sat in the van, sun streaming in there, lovely and warm. We're on a campsite called Quarry Field Caravan Park, and it's just above the River Gannel, and across the river from Newquay. You probably heard that we walked into Newquay, another typical fishing place, another holiday town, lots of shops and all sorts of things. And so we had a walk around there and walked back. We're going to walk down to the village, Cramtop Village, in a bit, I think, and then we'll come back to the mates here. I don't think we'll be eating in the pub. Too damned expensive. You wait for a long time, and we've eaten out three times, I think. Well, you know, you're on 50 quid a time easy, aren't you? So you've got to draw a halt to it. So we got gas today. That was good. We're not short of gas, but we might be using the gas heating for the next week or so if it's gone colder. Anyway, there was an LPG place just a couple of miles off the route, so went there and got filled up. Well, it took 10 litres and the tank holds about 25, so we're good to go. But 10 and a half quid for that, so that was alright. So we've done that. And we're on this campsite, and it's really nice place. We can look out the windscreen and, you know, see the sea. Say it's a good way away, it's not on my doorstep, but it's near to see you. Back to you, Paul, anyway. G4XDR Portable.
Yeah, okay, Tony, lots to unpack there. Sounds like you and Sue are still having a good time. Our break seems like a distant memory now. I mean, it's nearly, we've been home nearly a week. We got home last Wednesday. So, you know, and it's like Monday night now, so it feels like a distant memory when we met up with you guys, but you certainly enjoy yourself. And yeah, I get what you're saying about eating out. What's the point of, eating out all the time when you've got all the cooking facilities? And the idea of having the mobile home is so that you don't have to shed loads of money, like you would if you were staying in a hotel. You've already spent the money on the van, so, you've got to make you right to cook as much as you can in the van, even if you have, boil-in-the-bag type meals, stuff that you buy out of the supermarket, out of the freezer, that you just chuck in a microwave or in the oven. As long as you're eating and enjoying it, mate, sounds lovely. Newquay, it's one of my favourite places to go to. Not now, but when I was a teenager, mate, me and my mates used to go down to Newquay. We went down there about three times from London and had a ball down there. It was a proper little party place. I don't know what it's like. Now, well, actually, me and Denise went there a few years back and it still looked all right, but it's a busy little seaside town, as you say, that's it's all geared up towards youngsters. But we loved it there when I was younger. I remember taking my old Vauxhall VX490, I don't even remember them, Tony, down to Newquay, and on the way back, one of the cylinders went, and I had to drive it all the way home with a cylinder gun about 30 miles an hour, but it got us home on three cylinders. Didn't sound pretty, but it did the job. And then obviously once we got back, it was knackered, it was done, the engine was gone. But yeah, I like it down that part of the world. We've had a clear blue sunshine today up here in County Durham. It's still clear blue now, and in the sun it's quite warm, but getting the shape, mate, and it, you know, it feels a bit on the nippy side, so still got nice weather, and I'm sort of got a stinging cold at the moment. Let me just take a pip. Yeah, got a, well, not a stinging cold, but I've got a cold, and today would have been perfect for biking, but you know, I spent the day indoors. Actually, I went out this morning to do a bit of shopping with Denise, but you know, just did a little bit of driving there, Tony. Have you put a time on when you're going to head home? And also, HF is running well, so I don't know if you're going to set up your 40 metre thing, but if you are, I'll maybe have a little chat with you later on. G4XDR, G0CDX.
G4XDR portable. Neil just got to the door part of that overhead to turn the radio down. If I was just round there before I respond to you, and Janine phone call from one of her sons. He's had a smack in his car on the M602 Manchester. I rode out and know very well. And he's done nothing wrong. It sounds like a complete melee. It's a woman that's behind the car behind him, got it all wrong, come swerving out of the line, swerving all over the place, and managed to swerve straight into Liam. Neil's son, not hers. Smacking into her son's car. So he's rang her and was listening to the car. Anyway, Neil's just come to the door and now he's sent the dash cam footage over, and Neil said, "Do you want to see this dash cam footage?" So I'll have a look at that later. Anyway, so I missed a part of your over. But I got it. So something about 30 miles an hour. I don't know what that was about. But I know we haven't really thought about it. I think, where are we now? We're Monday. I think we perhaps be on Sunday, something like that. But we haven't made it. We're just going to have this good weather. We've had some bad weather, so we might as well have the good weather, mate. So I think it's more than likely, unless something pushes us sooner, probably, you know, weekend, Sunday, ball. Oh, by the way, HF, no, I'm not setting HF up here. I'm not here long enough. We're only here for a night, so I'm not playing HF. It's a shame the meters is open, because we'd be having a go at that. Go ahead.
Yeah, no worries on the HF there, Tony. And as for your journey home, yeah, well, that's the beauty of both being retired. You can do it when you please. So you might get home next Sunday, or you might get home next Friday, or on the other hand, you might get home the Sunday after. It don't really matter, does it? And now's the time to make the most of it before the weather turns on us. Because I don't know about you, Tony, but excuse me, during the winter, it's not for me. I'm not really a big get out in a camper van or on the bikes during the winter, really, Tony. I'll pass it back because I've got a tickle in my throat. Back to you, G0CDX.
Okay, Paul, I know what that's like. I think we all know. You've got a cough. Where was I? Yeah, I don't know. It's open-ended, but I think it's likely when the good weather finishes, that's when we'll go on. We'll probably go Polper. We'll go to this field. It's only about 15 minutes down the road.
That's not
Polper, right? Not Polper. What is it?
Penaporth.
Penaporth. Penaporth. Oh, God. Penaporth. There's that many places. Yeah, I get it. I bet it does feel like quite a long time since you come back, Paul. I get that. Generally does that, doesn't it? You look back and think, oh, it was ages ago. We'll go back tomorrow to the field and camp up there. We might even stay there two nights. We'll have to see. They're going to move on down to Land's End, because a couple have just reached. They're going back Saturday in Adele. So they want to go down and see Land's End. So they'll go down to the campsite that we vacated the other day. So we won't follow them back down there, but we'll start making. I'm sorry, I gave a bit of a burp then. We'll start making our way.
You dropped out, Tony. G4 XDR. I'm not sure if your batteries are gone. G0 CDX. Who's got money on? He's still talking. Yeah, he's sat there talking to himself.
Just check the dashboard for you, Paul. He's not online. He's disconnected.
Yeah, okay, thanks, Dave. I'm just sitting here like a plum. Didn't even think to look at the dashboard. I think he probably cut himself off. yeah, never mind. What you got for tea tonight, Dave, before you go?
Yeah, check your phone, Paul. I just sent you a picture and what I've got.
Yeah, will do. I hope it's not a Greek. I hope it's something, either Italian or something. But I'll have a look. My phone's on charge at the moment. I'll have a look after when I get up in a minute. Have a good evening, Dave, and a safe trip tomorrow, mate. Good to hear you. G0CDX.
Yeah, thanks, Paul. And I'll catch up with you real soon. 7-3 for now. G0OMK clear.
Yeah, 7-3, Dave. Have a good evening.
Good evening, Rob. G4ZWH. Nice to hear you, Rob. Over to you, Tony. If you're there, give Paul a shout. See if you can connect with him again.
Got you, Tony.
Obviously, I dropped out of the system. The reason being that this MiFi thing that, that I have in the van, that the node is connected to, it stopped charging. The battery gone flat. So I lost connection to the internet. Anyway, I plugged it in and got it going again. And I'm good to go. Anyway, look, I'm going, guys. We're off to the pub. We're going to walk to the pub. We're going to have a meal out in the pub with our friends. So I'll leave it with you guys. Over to you, Rob. And thanks for letting me in, Dave. Over to you, Rob. G4SDR pub. Well, I'm clear now.
Yeah, okay, yeah, Tony, we'll enjoy the meal at the pub. I've worked out that on EMR, you definitely can't hear anything when people double. Tony and Dave, you both are there, and I think sometimes in FM you can kind of pick out what both people are saying, but on EMR it's just complete mush, and you can't hear anything. There we go. Anyway, enjoy the pub, that sounds good. I'm not sure where it's going, I'll put it around to you, Dave, G4ZWH mobile.
Yeah, evening, Rob. I think Paul chirped in as well. Go ahead, Paul.
Thanks, Dave. The food looks really good, mate. Evening, Rob, 7-3's Tony, and hope you're all well. Over to you, Rob, G0CDX.
Yeah, I was on the other frequency, so I was only half listening, and it sounded like it had gone quiet over here. That's why I put a call out to the... what's going on, I didn't realise it was all in QSO still. But I just finished work, just going for a little walk in the field. Lovely and sunny here. I'm guessing probably the whole country's got the same weather, I'm guessing. But quite warm, given the time of year. And I just thought I'd give my DMR gateway an airing. I was just checking it. It's not really been used to put it on air. So I'm on a handheld, I'm probably about a mile away, running 2 watts. So I just thought I'd see how it does compared to 77s. Round to you, Dave.
Thanks, Rob. Well, good solid signal from you. I can't. I know you're on a digital side of the network and you're being transcoded, but apart from that, nice and solid on the carrier. Audio isn't bad at all, really, to be quite honest with you. Yeah, okay, Rob, I'm not going to hold it. I've been chirping away on here for a little while on Hubnet, and I'm going to clear off, even though dinner's in the oven. Just warming up or warming through, and then I'll grill off the cheese on the top of what I got. 7-3, cheers, Paul, if you're still listening as well. Over to you, Rob. I'll leave the network to you and you can put a couple of calls through, but you do sound good. From G0OMK.
Okay, Dave, thanks for the audio report. It's good to know. So it's very rarely ever used by anyone else, this gateway. But the radio was given to me for free, actually. It's a Motorola mobile set. And Steve 20SGG had a couple sitting in the cupboard. So he gave me one for free. And I've got friends at the radio club who managed to tune it and put it back on frequency and all that, because it was a bit... well, anyway, it's better than it sitting in the cupboard doing nothing. It spends its days transmitting, hopping it into the ether on DMR. Anyway, 7-3 to you. Are you hanging around, Paul, or have you cleared as well? Over to you, Paul.
Okay, Rob, unfortunately, I'm in the middle of cooking tea, so I won't be hanging around, mate, but you're sounding good. Apart from the digital side, as you know, I've got analog ears, as you know, so I don't like digital, the sound of it. But you know, you're working good. There's no dropout. It's as Dave said, all good, mate. And as for the Motorola, where you got it from, I didn't even realise he was still about. But there you go. 7-3s, and nice to hear you, Rob. Have a good evening. G0CDX.
Yeah, cheers, Paul. Yeah, have a good good evening, and I'll catch you all later, 7-3. I'll just wrap up in the air then and just say, yeah, CQ Hubnet, G4ZWH, listening for any calls.
This is M3HML, listening and standing by on Hubnet. Mike 3, Hotel November Lima, listening.
3HNL, hello again, Jim. It's Rob, G4ZWH. Wandering around the field. Just want to say hello. I wonder what's going on your side.
Yeah, hello, Rob. Yeah, nice to hear you again. Yeah, I'm still with this new device. And apparently it sounds very good. So it's a nice little set, you know. It did come with a bit of charge in it, but then it stopped working. So I've charged it back up now. But yeah, it didn't say it's not too bad. It's as I said, a lovelier lapel microphone. But I'm coming through on Echolink again through it's Peter's link, G7RPG. Augusta. Back to you then, Rob. G4ZWH. Link pedestrian mobile from M3HML at home.
Yeah, okay. Jim, just repeat you said you was on a set that you needed to charge up. But I missed what it was. Are you on something different to what you was on earlier? Back to you.
Okay, Rob, the same one as I used before, yeah. It's the lapel microphone, you know, and it's like a little device that plugs in the bottom of the phone. So there we are. It's a good little system, it seems to work well. Rob, so that's what we're still using there. The 4ZWH from M3HML.
Okay, yeah, Jim, yeah, I got you, yeah, okay. It's just DMR, sometimes the audio can be a bit, the clarity isn't great, I find, with, transcoded stuff. Quite sensitive, I find, DMR, to audio, you know, being at the right kind of frequency and all that kind of stuff. It's a weird thing. I mean, obviously DMR to DMR, it's normally just about right. But crossing over from FM, it can be a bit weird at times. But yeah, just going out for a stroll. I'm in the middle of the field. Cannot see any other humans, which is nice. I just thought I'd give you a gateway in there. In fact, for the next over, I'll just change frequency and come back on the repeater. I might as well give that one a workout.
Okay, Rob, I think the main thing was that I had another radio on, and that was there's something on there as well, so I've thrown that down now. So that was an analog radio I got here. But yeah, that might be a bit clearer for you now, Rob. But yeah, I'm very pleased with this little thing. Very, very cheap. Less than about £6, I think, delivered to the door. But it seems to work all right, and it's got It's a nice little microphone. It seems to work well. 34ZW8, 4M3HML.
Yeah, okay, that might have been it, if there was radio chatting in the background. I say, DMR is very sensitive to that kind of stuff. When, earlier on, Dave and Tony had a bit of a double, I say, on DMR, it sounded like mush. I could hear there were two different people talking, but I had no idea who they were or what they were saying. It just sounded like a bit of a mess, whereas on FM it's normally okay. Anyway, I've just switched over to FM. The repeater and the gateway are on the same antenna, so it's sometimes fun just to test one against the other when you're in the fringe area. I'm not that far from the repeater at the moment, really, so it's I don't expect either of them to have any issues. Has that local gateway to you, the one, I think they were moving house or something, is that back on air now, or are you still sort of in limbo? Is that why you're using the Echo Link, I wonder? Back to you, Jim. G4ZW6.
Yeah, okay, Rob. Yeah, I can get into another gateway as well now. So that's still, it's a good friend of mine, Tom, G0IUE. And, it's called MB7IUE anyway. But I can get into it quite well from home, you know. But so at the moment I'm still using the Echo Link system anyway on this phone here. It does work quite well. But early days, I think a lot of people prefer the analog gateway or the DMR. I get in on DMR as well with my little DMR radio, which is a great little set. We've got something else on the phone here. Check this out again, I suppose. What have we got? Oh, yeah, that's rubbish. There's some rubbish on there, never mind. Nice to hear Rob anyway. I'll leave it to him now, mate, and you have a good rest of the evening there. Rob M3HNL.
Yeah, okay, Jim, well, thanks for coming back to the call. Have a good evening, and I'll catch you later, I'm sure. 7-3 for now, G4ZWH.
Okay, cheers, Rob, all the best. It was nice to have a chat with you, and we'll do it again soon, I hope. Bye-bye for now, M3HNL. Thank you. With G4ZWH and HubNet. All the best for now, then. Bye-bye.
S73.
G4ZWH, G0OMK. Quick comment for you, Rob.
Yeah, go ahead, Dave.
I know it's a lovely gift, a Motorola radio from 2E0SGG, but I did have a little chuckle to myself when you said, yeah, we got given it by SGG. I remember listening to him one day and he couldn't find a tool, so he went to the kitchen drawer and I can't remember what he found, but it was some piece of cutlery that he was actually using as a tool to do something on the radio. I thought to myself, I wonder when the guys took the back off the radio down at the club, they probably found a cheese knife or something in there from a cutlery set over.
Yeah, he's a funny guy, Steve. I liked it when he used an adjustable spanner, didn't he? His, the ground plane for his antenna. I don't let him forget that one. But yeah, the radio, I think he had two of them he gave me, and I donated one to the club, and I kept the other one for myself. But yeah, the guy who tuned it up, he's got this, he never actually told us how much it cost, but it's a very expensive test set, and it was a bit off frequency. I mean, DMR is very picky about being bang on frequency. You know, with FM you can get away with a little bit of wander, can't you? But DMR's a bit fussy. But anyway, he sorted it out, so that was good news. I didn't hear about him finding any forks or other random items inside the radio days are over.
Yeah, just as an example. But it did make me chuckle. Yeah, okay, Rob. Yeah, you're quite right about digital, and there's no leeway really as compared to the analog side. You could probably be 3 or 4 kcs off, and you can still get a fairly reasonable sort of audio through, can't you? It's quite wide band on the analog audio. a bit slightly off frequency. All right, Rob, I'll let you carry on. Enjoy your evening. 7-3, and you and the family are well. G0OMK, clear after you.
Yeah, all good this side, Dave. Hope it's the same over your side. Well, don't let me keep you from your food. have a good evening, and I'll catch you soon. 7-3, G4ZWH.
This is Kilo Julia 5, Mike Oscar Zulu, monitoring in the United States.